Travel Talk with Visit Belfast for real value, real choice and unforgettable experiences this autumn. Visit Belfast.com.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And we're joined once again by our resident travel expert, award-winning travel journalist Ed Finn. And Ed, before we talk about some great deals that you have around our beautiful city this week, first of all, I just want to get your take on the new Stay and Save scheme, which I guess is the government's initiative to help consumers and try and encourage us to go out and to spend some money while getting some money back into our pockets, and also to help the hospitality sector as well, which has been so damaged by the pandemic. Now, I suppose, you know, you have to applaud the government for doing something, but not surprisingly, a lot of people not very happy or impressed by this scheme either.
Yeah, I mean, Carol, good morning and hello to the listeners. And yes, I mean, you're right. It looks like they were trying to do something. But to be honest, the other schemes that have been out there in other countries have been way better than this, in my opinion. I mean, it would be easier and more inclusive for the consumer. For example, Carol, if the 20% savings could be made directly or on your hotel or restaurant bill. So this is a claiming a tax credit. Like, for example, the Eat Out to Help Out scheme that they ran massively successfully up north recently, and it's still going, actually. You know, if I went up there as a tourist, I availed of it. Or if you went up, you know, you got a discount on it. But I mean, that doesn't apply down here, you know, to people that come from the north, for example. This is just, there's a lot of things I just think are really silly about it, because it's not actually, you know, really benefiting, because you're not going to get it unless you're an Irish resident paying tax with the tax clearance certificate, etc., etc. Anyway, look, aside from that, right, I downloaded the app. I did find it quite straightforward. This funny thing about this, Carl, you can also submit health and other expenses on it too. So I was kind of wondering what that was about, because I don't think it's really necessary. But anyway, it's I mean, there's a lot of work gone into it. So, but I mean, I think myself, the idea of having to go through all this, I mean, just to give you an idea, you have to take a photograph of your receipt on your phone, Carol, right? You have to upload this to the app. So like my mum, for example, isn't going to be availing of this scheme anytime soon, right? I don't know about yours or anyone else's, but, you know, unless you're kind of phone savvy.
In fairness, though, I suppose that if you don't use the app, you can always submit as part of your 2020 tax return. But of course, you won't be putting that in until the end of next year. So you're going to have to wait to get that money back. And basically, you know, we're not talking about an awful lot of money. It's only 20%. There is a cap on it as well, as far as I understand.
625. There's a maximum spend of 625. Okay, let's try and be positive, right? There's a maximum spend of 625 euros on it, which is good. There's a minimum spend of 25 euros, Carol, per transaction. Okay. So it's an income tax credit of up to 125 euros, Carol, or 20% of the entire spend, okay, per taxpayer, or 250 euros for a married couple who are jointly assessed. Now, listeners may be forgiven for thinking that we're talking about economics or some accountancy thing this morning, but we're actually talking about a stay and spend scheme, you know? So anyway, all hospitality businesses then, Carol, at the other side of it, included in the scheme, they need to register with Revenue to participate in it. They need to be VAT registered, have a current tax clearance certificate, and be registered with an official body such as Fáilte Ireland, HSE, etc. Are you exhausted yet?
And also, just to be clear about this, you can claim on accommodation, food and non-alcoholic drinks. You also cannot claim for drinks served without food, and you can't claim relief for takeaway food either, or any amounts below 25 euro.
Yep, that's correct. So, and you need to check in advance if the establishment that you wish to visit has registered for the stay and spend scheme, Carol. That will be available on revenue.ie. I noticed some companies have registered already. Now, while you can claim the relief, as you said there, and let's reiterate it, on accommodation, food and soft drinks, alcohol or takeaway food is not included. We've covered the minimum spend of 25 per person at any one time. So if you're going for cakes and coffee, you know, you'll have to have a good old few slices of cake, Carol. That's what I'm saying. As previously mentioned, this scheme is only available to taxpayers, which is fine. This means many people, I was saying, like, so pensioners and carers who don't pay tax, Carol, are all excluded from this.
Yeah,
now,
not,
to me, that's bananas,
right.
Isn't it, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, how many people go of our elderly people, you know, are going for little breaks around Ireland at the moment and trying to, you know, why are they not included in it?
Absolutely. I couldn't
crazy. I think it's discrimination, to be honest, I must say.
Well, I tell you one thing, Ed. I mean, I'm all for, you know, having money in your back pocket, and why should the government have it when you can have it yourself? But I have to say, I don't know if I could be bothered with this. I really don't.
Would you be bothered, Carol? And I mean, can I say to you, I totally wouldn't be bothered. And I'm not going on about it again, but the Eat Out to Help Out scheme, where they sold over 2.6 million meals up in the north of Ireland, just up the road. You literally went in, sat down, ordered your meal, and a lovely surprise, you had £20 taken off. I went for coffee and cakes in a beautiful place in Armagh, and it was £15, and the bill was £4.50. I mean, it was brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're
and
done and dusted. You know what I mean?
Much better incentive to get people out. Now, mind you, at the moment, you can't really go anywhere anyway, but hopefully the restrictions now will be lifted at the end of next week, and then we can try to get back to, once again, some sense
of
normality.
I know. It's very difficult at the moment, Carol, with everything. I mean, I know with the numbers and, you know, what they're trying to do.
It absolutely is, Ed. And I know that we kind of touched on this before in Travel Talk about, you know, staycations in our own lovely city. We're going to revisit that again this week because, well, let's face it, I mean, there are very few places that we can go anyway. So why not, while we're here in Dublin and we can't go any further right now, why not enjoy what's on offer? And there are some absolutely killer deals out there right now.
Yeah, there are. I mean, my advice would be to people, I mean, about the stay and spend scheme. I mean, there's such good value out there at the moment, Carol, thankfully, that, you know, it's really almost irrelevant, this stay and spend, to a certain extent. But anyway, yeah, there's some amazing. I mean, if you wanted to treat yourself to something, I mean, especially for people like, you know, in Dublin now at the moment with the situation that we're in, there's some great hotels out there, like Hendricks, for example. I'll just run through them. The new Hendrick Dublin.ie, or the new Hendrick Hotel, this kind of an art hotel down in Smithfield, they've got some fabulous deals now as well, you know. And if you want to do something different, it's quite a cool area. That would be a really nice one to do. And again, check out the packages, Carol, on the websites, because they are changing, right? Now, they had a very good one, which was bottomless G&Ts and dinner in Oscars and breakfast to your room. But again, you just need to check in advance about the details regarding the, you know, the restaurant stuff, because that is important. The Hyatt Centric, Carol, is a lovely new hotel in the Liberties. And they're doing an amazing package as well for two people, including dinner, bed and breakfast for 120. Another one that's really cool, Carol, you know, the new Hilton Garden Inn that's just on down by the quays there, by the Docklands. They're doing a great deal as well there from 120. And again, you know, these are hotels that you wouldn't normally stay in if you were living in Dublin, obviously. But yeah, now, like I did last week, do you remember I had a gorgeous stay in the Wilder Hotel up in leafy suburbs of Adelaide Road, not far at all, right in the centre. They're also doing super deals on those. Now, all of the hotels, if you go on and have a look, there's loads of them doing that. There's deals, Carl, like from 35 per person. And I even looked on booking.com and put in Dublin, and it's really helpful because it kind of brings up loads of them for you. And in fact, if you ring the hotel directly then and get onto them, you can actually check the websites. They have actually great deals, you know, with meals included and stuff. And you know, hotels, Carl, like the Marker Hotel that has a rooftop garden, Dean's Hotel, a lot of them, they're great ones. And you can even book those individually just for meals anyway. But, you know, if you do want to fancy a little night away, it's a really nice one to do at the moment. And as you said, we don't really have a lot of options. It's staycation or daycation at the moment, Carol.
Oh, I like that. Staycation so, or daycation. Did you come up with that yourself?
I did. Anything that ends in cation at the moment, right, is, yeah, stay and spendation, whatever the hell. You know, you're mad. I mean, yeah, so we're just being very creative and innovative in Dublin at the moment. And I think, you know, that's really all we can do. And there is some lovely things to, you know, as I said, restaurants that are still open for outdoor dining. They've all been very creative with heaters and covered areas. So it's a very difficult time, of course, for restaurants and the hospitality, you know. So I'm just saying again, like we did before, try and support if you can get out. And it's good as well to be able to get out and still do stuff, you know, in town and around Dublin. There's still some lovely things to do and see, which is great.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more. All right. Thank you for that. And as always, we'll put that information up on the Travel Talk website for you. And in the meantime, if you have any questions, please do send them in. Ed always delighted to answer them for you, as much as he can anyway these days. ed@traveltalk.ie. And Ed, we will look forward to chatting with you again next week. And who knows what's going to happen in the next 7 days. So we might have something completely different next week.
Yeah, I'm hoping. I did a lovely trip recently, Carol, around Clare and that area there. So hopefully we won't be, you know, we'll be able to talk about that. But let's see what happens in the next few days, as you said.
Absolutely. All right.
Okay, finger on the pulse. Thank you, Carol. Have a lovely weekend.